Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, September 16th, 2024. Our first topic today charts the unprecedented journey through the terrain of autonomous vehicle claims. Howden Rhee suggests that autonomous vehicles, increasingly visible on our horizons, might be gearing up to revolutionize the insurance industry. As drivers are replaced by lines of code, insurance claims tribunals could see a new league of defendants: manufacturers, software developers, and suppliers. The Shaping the Future of Risk report predicts that product liability insurance may soon overshadow traditional motor insurance. The reason? Teasing apart fault in AV incidents could become a full-time job for our courts. The impact? By 2030, half of all new vehicles are expected to be not just electric, but rich with self-driving features. Navigating accident-related claims could become a complicated dance between human-driven and AV parties, with potentially higher overall claim costs. Let's turn our gaze to the cyber realm now. Law firm DLA Piper warns of a sinister evolution in the cyber world: AI-driven cybercrime. Once the stuff of dystopian novels, it is now daily reality and a global concern. The crowning features of this new age cybercrime? Ransomware as a service and deeply intelligent AI models that can fuel sophisticated phishing emails and convincingly fake verification calls. Not surprisingly, Australia isn't immune. We've seen sizable breaches hitting millions. An ambitious goal has been set by our government: to be the most cyber-secure country globally by 2030. Yet, less than half of the surveyed organizations employ robust digital security measures. In the Birth of Innovation Coalition, the cybersecurity leader is offering a breakthrough: cyber reinsurance services called Coalition Re. Its precise pricing measures and a comprehensive offering exclusive to Coalition's active cyber insurance policyholders promise to untangle complexities of cyber risks. Carrying on with our update, the APRA is having to address pressure amidst scrutiny following Australian Super's substantial $1.1 billion loss from their investment in Pluralsight. This tracks back to past concerns over superannuation funds investing in private tech companies such as Canva. Despite this setback, Australian Super is committed to a private equity route, having enjoyed high returns in the past, and is now putting emphasis on diversifying their investment strategies in response. And that's your daily recap. Stay informed, stay secure, Australia. For more news, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.